Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting third. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Bry. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyeven fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Stein moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Downing and he is out, Stein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards second. Terrell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McKay moves to second. Rich Gossage now pitching. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McKay moves to third. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 2 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nyman. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Nyman steals second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun pinch hits for Steve Bry. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cusick hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing left field. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires strikes out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stein strikes out. Roof drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stein out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 2 in the game. Hile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Downing moves to second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Downing moves to third. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hairston hits a fly ball towards right. Ford catches it and throws to Terrell, who relays to Cusick to double up Kelly. Downing tags and scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Danny Thompson. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Gomez pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof bunts towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roof for the out. Gomez moves to second. One out. Rod Carew pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun is hit by the pitch. John Briggs pinch hits for Dan Ford. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to third. Braun moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rod Carew now playing second base. John Briggs now playing right field. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Squires steals second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-3 in the game. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKay for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Henderson. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Mike Poiping pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Mike Poiping is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poiping hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.